This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. We give them away, unlike those other talk show hosts who like to charge you for their websites. So we don't do that. You can just go and download as many archives as you want, listen live, watch the webcam, chat in the chat room, use the forum. All of it's free. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content there. That what you see on the front page was placed there by listeners just like you. You can submit content. Perhaps it is a news story, blog post, YouTube video, something you think is interesting, fun, outrageous, exciting, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate. You just submit it to the website at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote. You can vote on things you like, vote them up, or vote down what you do not. So again, go to freetalklive.com. Today, of course, the new year, and a happy new year to you. I was not here last night on the program because I went with you, Nemi, actually, to and with like something like 100, at least 100
other
people.
It was an epic evening. It really was.
To a party in Manchester.
Yes. Yes, it was really an epic party. I had a phenomenal time. You don't get over to Manch very often.
No, I don't. No,
and it was a
special occasion.
It really was a special occasion, and it was that black and white party. It is so nice. I mean, I got chastised a couple of times last night because I was going around complimenting people, saying you look great when you clean up, and people say that to me as well, you know. But people were like, "Well, what do you mean, Nemi? Do I not look good the rest of the time?" And it's not that at all, but it is such a great opportunity to see so many people I work with and care about in one place, all dressed nice.
Do people really think they don't look as good? They look as good when they are not dressed up as they do when they are dressed up? I mean, people really think that? You don't look better when you take a bath, comb your hair, put some product in the hair, and put on nice clothes. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right?
That you look better when you do that?
One generally looks better in that circumstance.
When you shower, yes.
Shower is good. That's a place to start. You know, comb the hair. Maybe put some product in the hair. Ian, you know, your hair's too short for that.
I don't put product in
the
hair.
I cut my hair and actually shaved in order to go to this.
Yeah, you look sharp, too. I really liked your tie.
Yep, thank you.
And when I walked in, only two people recognized me, and it was absolutely hilarious.
So it was great. Our old co-host, JJ, is in charge of this operation over there in Manchester, and it's a great hangout spot. And it's been around for years now.
Yeah.
And lots of people were there. So a lot of fun. Glad Mark and Johnny Ray held down the fort. Apparently had a good time in my absence last night. So, again, Happy New Year to you. I don't know. Did you guys talk about New Year's resolutions at all last night, Mark?
No, not really.
Okay.
No,
do you have any, Ian?
You know, not necessarily. One of mine would have been to wake up on time, but I've been nailing that one
for
the last several
you.
Weeks. So I guess to continue to wake up on time, if I can do that throughout a whole year, then I'll be really productive in 2014.
I always kind of try to make the joke that I make my New Year's resolution just so I have something to give up for Lent. Because I went to Catholic school when I was a kid. So
I'm glad you make it that far, because most folks don't.
Well, you know, that's true. I don't even remember when Lent is. It's terrible. Yeah, I really have nothing that I need to resolve to change, because I always try to actively change through every day. You know?
6 weeks before Easter. That's when it is.
So that's March. Two and a half months.
Easter's usually late March, early April.
Well,
it's the
February.
First moon, full moon after the spring equinox. I'm sorry, it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the what do they call that? The vernal? Yeah, the vernal equinox is when Easter is, and then so it's 6 weeks prior to that is Lent. But it starts on a Wednesday as opposed to a Sunday.
So we took off from Manchester probably, I don't know, around like 2 o'clock or something like that.
The last person went to bed at 9:15 this morning.
Wow. Oh. So I mean, we had to get back.
That was epic party.
We had to get back here because we had activism to do today. We went to the city hall, and normally it's a day off for bureaucrats today.
Yeah.
But they had a special inaugural ceremony for the mayor here in town, and we brought back the drinking game, which for longtime listeners of the show. You may recall
that got you in some big trouble the last time.
No, actually, it didn't get me in big trouble because they threw out the case. I got arrested. I guess some people would consider that big trouble. but I've been arrested enough times, no big deal. And
no big deal, he says. It wrecks me every time, man.
When
I get arrested, it's devastating.
So, anyway, the drinking game was something fun that we put together back in 2010. It was the summer of 2010 in August, where Sam Dodson, who's former co-host on this show, put together a list of rules that you can follow to take a drink from a brown bottle beverage or some sort of beverage that you would have brought with you to the public city council meeting. And it was rules like, if you go to freekeen.com, search for drinking.
Every time they say master plan.
They said that three times, actually, during the inaugural ceremony. Today. And then, so yeah, every time they say master plan, every time they vote unanimously on something, every time everybody stands up together, I mean, there's so certain things that, you know, tend to happen during city council meetings, which are normally very, very boring things. I mean, if anybody's ever been to a city council meeting wherever you live, it's just god awful. I mean, it is just almost intolerably bad, and that's why nobody goes to these things. And so, for the most part, the city people can kind of do their bidding in secret. So the part of the drinking game was to encourage people to get active politically, was to, you know, give people a reason to come out to the city council meeting, which, of course, you could also play along at home. In some places, they do have, like here in Keene, the council meetings are broadcast live on a local cable access channel. So if you don't want to go out, you could still participate in the drinking game at home. But the idea was to make a city council meeting more interesting, more fun, by adding a little drinking game to it. And the first time,
fun for you, not for them.
Well, that's their problem.
Right,
they don't want
right.
to have fun.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway, the first time we did it, there were three arrests. I was one of the people who were arrested, and they actually stopped the meeting about 10 minutes in. The mayor threatened us in the audience, just kind of generically threatened the audience. He didn't specifically say anything to us, but basically tried to get us to stop imbibing from these brown bottles that we had had. And actually, two of the brown bottles had water in them, mine and Sam's, and then Monica's was actually a beer.
So there was that actual beer in place?
There was an actual beer. Yeah,
yours brown bottle wasn't like blank. It actually had a label on it that said not a beer.
That's correct. Sam did make special labels up that said not a beer on them.
I love that part.
So the police chief had approached me at that time when that was happening and attempted to take the bottle from my hands. And I pulled away from him. Right. I was not going to allow him to search my
bottle. What in the world is this person taking, like just coming up and trying to take a bottle from you?
I'm not going to consent to a search. I realize that most people do. You know, when the police come up to people on the streets and say things like, I'm going to have to ask you to hand that bottle over, or something like that, then people will hand it over because they don't know they can say no to the police. If the police are asking you to do something, generally they don't have any probable cause to search you.
He didn't ask you. He tried to reach for the bottle.
He was very rude.
He stepped way over whatever his constitutional bounds were.
Yeah. So I protected my rights and I refused to consent to the search of my bottle. And then he said, well, you'll either consent to a search or you will leave the premises. And I told him, I'm not going to leave because it's a public meeting and I want to observe this public meeting. And I'm enjoying my beverage while I'm doing that.
And there's no rules. It doesn't say no beverages or anything like that.
No, the city councilors are drinking, up there. So.
They've got beverages.
So I'm not going to consent to the search and I'm not going to leave. So he arrested me for, I think it was disorderly conduct was the charge in that particular case. He also arrested Sam and then Monica as well. And ultimately, they dropped the charges. A year later, right before trial was about, right before I was about to go to trial, is when they decided to drop the charges. And when I confronted the city attorney about their decision to drop the charges and basically said, well, isn't this an acknowledgement that what you did was wrong and illegal? No, that's not what it is. You know, we could have gone through with this, blah, blah, blah. Well, after the first drinking game, there were a group of people, including some people actually came out from Manchester, to do a second round of the drinking game where even more people came with, you know, brown bottles and were drinking during the city council meeting. This time, they did nothing. They said nothing. They ignored the people who were drinking.
Probably at the advice of their attorneys.
Well, I think the advice of the attorneys in the first place was to crack down and arrest us because they were definitely conferring with the attorney up front before they made the arrests the first time. So anyway, the second time they didn't do anything. And
apparently
so,
they didn't have the guts for it then.
So we won, and so we brought it back here 3 years later now, brought the drinking game back today for the inaugural ceremony. And there's video. I don't know when it'll be released. I know Garrett from freeconquer.org is working on that. So that's what I did today, plus more coming up here in moments. Your calls welcome about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live here to take your calls about anything you want. Just dial on in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we've got news to talk about here tonight. In fact, the big news, I think, of the day has to be some of the new laws that are going into effect all around the country, including Colorado's marijuana legalization, went into effect today. We can talk a little bit about that. Plus, in the bad news category, Connecticut's gun laws went into effect today.
Ridiculous.
as well. So let's talk about both of those when we get the chance. Also, I want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com as long as you didn't lose your phone last night in a drunken stupor.
M. Is that what happened to you?
No.
I tell you, I was up early this morning.
Robin Hood lost his phone last night.
Robin Hood did lose his phone. I have yet to find it, but I did find four other phones.
Oh, God.
There's a pile, so if you want to start calling your phone, if you lost it last night, there is a stack of phones in Manchester.
Right. So anyway, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. You can tune in there through our internet streams for free. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about the government confiscating IRAs or gold, nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes, or even worse, imposing more restrictions on your freedom to travel abroad? You know, the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some bureaucracy. You literally would not be able to leave the country at that point. Some people suggest leaving the U.S. to deal with these problems, but if you've got a spouse, family, kids, mortgage, and all that stuff, you may not be ready to pack your bags and watch whatever might occur from afar. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourself so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing the information live from a very special, very intimate event in Las Vegas this month, 23rd through the 26th. The event's called Passport to Freedom. You'll learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this 3-day event. So Peter Schiff's going to be there, Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine, Jeff Berwick, and a variety of other experts in this area, and what is it, Andrew Henderson, Nomad Vigilante.
No,
I got that wrong. It's a Nomad Capitalist, Dollar Vigilante for Jeff Berwick.
There you go. So those guys will be there.
Yeah, we've got an
offer. I heard Stephanie Murphy's going.
Oh, that's right. Stephanie Murphy from Sunday Show is going to be there also. So if you want to see these experts talking about how you can make yourself more free, it's passport.freetalklive.com to get your tickets. The event's about taking action. You'll learn stuff you can't find online, the new material that you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today at passport.freetalklive.com.
So, big news in Colorado. The new year, according to USA Today, got a little happier for pot smokers in Colorado on Wednesday as the nation's first retail outlets for recreational marijuana opened their doors. Betty Aldworth, director of the National Cannabis Industry Association, how wonderful that there is such an association like that now.
It's a relatively new one.
Says marijuana does not have to be a burden to our communities. Today in Colorado, we shift marijuana from the underground into a regulated market. The first sale, orchestrated as a news media photo opportunity, was made to Sean Azzariti, a Iraq War veteran who has lobbied publicly for legalization and says that marijuana helps mitigate problems stemming from his post-traumatic stress syndrome.
We've heard a lot of that, people who have PTSD can find some kind of solace for whatever the wounds and guilt are inside of marijuana.
Azzariti, who served 6 years in the Marine Corps and 2 tours in Iraq, spent about $60 at 3D Cannabis Center, is the name of the place, for an 1/8 of an ounce of Bubba Kush and a pot-laden truffle. Now, I want to go on with the story here, but I think it's interesting that this is about street price. This is almost black market street price for a marijuana. It's maybe a little bit cheaper because it sounds like he got an 1/8 for $60, plus he got a truffle, something that's edible. So normally you'll spend about $60 on an 1/8 of good quality, you know, high test cannabis.
This is the high quality stuff. So
right.
We're not comparing mids to...
There's no mids. You don't go to a place like this and buy mids. It just doesn't exist in this marketplace. In a legal marketplace, there's just probably would not be any real demand for mids, although in theory it could, you know, it could be sold if somebody wanted to sell it. I just don't imagine too many people are demanding it. But at these price points, maybe people will be demanding mid-grade because $60 is... That's about parity with the black market. It makes it.
Why do you think it is that it hasn't already been driven down?
There's probably a boatload of taxes in there.
Licensure to see whether or not. Yeah. Because if you limit the amount of people who can sell, that's what the drug war did.
Sure, and we do know that they are going to be limiting. Oh gosh, where did I hear they're going to be putting limits on? Was it Portland? No, wait, that's Oregon. Seattle, I think it was in Seattle. Anyway, they're going to be limiting certain amounts of the medical dispensaries, and there are already hundreds of them, apparently, and now they're going to try to cut it down to, like, 60, which is very similar to what they did in L.A., where they limited the distribution centers and where they could possibly be located. So this whole legalization system is an absolute mess, and it's just awful to... I mean, it's good that...
It's better than arrest, being in jail, right?
Right. I mean, it's good that people aren't going to be getting arrested necessarily for possession of marijuana, but on the other hand, there are some really bad, bad things that are coming along with this legalization, like, oh, I don't know, the fact that the police are going to now be wanting to draw blood from people on the side of the road to test them for marijuana use. Oh, yeah, and when they do test that blood, that it'll be detecting marijuana use from possibly weeks in the past, that it will not actually be testing you whether or not you're high. It will just test whether or not you have had marijuana at some point in
basically,
the recent
marijuana
past.
Users will no longer be able to drive, is
right.
The claim here.
That's pretty much how it's going to pan out, and that's pretty scary. I mean, it's scary enough that the police are going to want to draw your blood on the side of the road, period. And then secondly, they're going to be... There's still plenty of ways for marijuana users to be brought into the system and punished for their use, their safe use, by the way, of this plant. Marijuana is not dangerous for the most part as far as driving is concerned. If you're a newbie to marijuana, if you are not experienced with it, you probably don't want to get behind a wheel of a car.
I don't want to see anybody who's intoxicated behind the wheel. However, I think that it's fair to say that people who are intoxicated on marijuana are not as dangerous behind the wheel as people who are intoxicated on alcohol or something like that. I can't. You know, many studies haven't been done on things like crack and heroin and driving. But I think, for the most part, people in the United States are simply not ready, and I don't think I am, for the idea of sort of being legal to drive while intoxicated.
So then you do support drawing blood on the side of the road?
No, I think that they need a better system.
Well, how's that going to work out?
I don't know how it's going to work out. I think they need a better system.
Do you need to blow into a tube before you start your car? I mean, that's
no.
not going to...
Nope.
Not gonna
I'm
work
not
going to
propose. What I propose is that if somebody is driving erratically, that they be ticketed for that.
Okay. That's so that doesn't have to do with marijuana, then.
Okay.
So you're not saying you think there should be some sort of test for marijuana?
I think that if they come up with a test that can test marijuana, like if somebody is high right now, and do that on a relatively cost-effective basis, then that's a fair thing to have in play.
I don't know if that's a fair thing to have in play. Okay. I've been stopped several times, because, you know, I'm a lead foot. And I don't think that a cop is a qualified person to make a medical call on the side of a highway.
I'm not talking about blood draws here.
No.
What does it matter whether somebody has marijuana in their system? If they're a dangerous driver, shouldn't that be the only real issue?
Yeah,
I don't know
and
what
I'd
you
like
mean
to talk more
say,
about that when we come back.
We can do that.
I don't know what you mean when you say marijuana in their system.
Okay. Let's just say they're high. What does it matter whether they're high or not? It doesn't matter if they're not, you know, looking at the road. Whatever reason is, well, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Lots of different stuff there for you for free. And also, the Free State Project is a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. And we've actually been a fan of the Free State Project since before they were sponsoring the show. In fact, they're probably our longest-running sponsor, period.
Yes.
On Free Talk Live.
Probably.
And they're great, because that's the reason why Mark and I moved here to New Hampshire, as have done over 1,000 people.
Not because
people.
They sponsored, but because we were already on board.
Yeah, because it's a great idea. The idea is to move liberty-loving people together to the same destination. Nemi, you didn't have to move. You were born and raised in New Hampshire.
But, I was. And by the state of New Hampshire, actually, as well.
You were raised by the state, is what you're saying.
Yes, I was.
That must have been fun.
It was.
So, freestateproject.org, you can go there and learn more about it. It's the reason why Mark and I moved here, and it's the reason why thousands more are coming to move here. Why over 1,000 have already moved. There are over 15,000 who are pledged to make that move. We want to reach 20,000, however, so we're still working toward our ultimate goal. Everyone who has moved thus far, and many of them were at the New Year's Eve party last night that you and I attended,
yeah.
A fraction of them, I guess. And those who have moved thus far have been having fun. They've been doing amazing activism, just setting records for the liberty movement, people actually getting elected, people doing civil disobedience. So much happens here. You can get a taste of what that's like when you come to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up February 20th through the 23rd. You've heard us talk about some of the interesting people that are involved in this movement. You've heard many of the voices on this show. People like Dave Ridley, for instance, from RidleyReport.com. He's an old-school mover. He's been here for even longer than Free Talk Live. And then all kinds of new people are always showing up. I mean, there's new mover meetings over in Manchester on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And something like a dozen or so people show up every single month.
You know, the last new mover party we had was hilarious, because there was a person who was like, oh, I just moved in yesterday. This party's for me. And he's standing next to a guy who's like, I just got here 4 hours ago. So I guess it's our party.
Somebody who's newer.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and it's really amazing the people that are getting involved. These are people who are doers. These are people who are excited about freedom and who understand that in order to have a chance at freedom, they have to come together. And that's what the Free State Project's all about. So come together with hundreds of people who believe like you do, who love liberty, and join us at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Again, February 20th through the 23rd, we will be broadcasting live. There will be dozens of speakers in attendance there, like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, and even New Mover and Free State Project founder Jason Sorens will be speaking. So a lot's going to be happening at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. If you can get up here, you should be here. NHLibertyForum.com. You can go there and get your early bird tickets right now. And I hear the early bird ticket offer is going to expire in about 2 weeks. So jump on that. Let's go to the phones here and the fun. Let's talk first to Dave in Youngstown, Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Dave.
And, of course, Nemi and Mark. I just saw on the free Facebook page for Free Talk Live that this is Nemi's last regular night.
Yes, it is.
And I'd like to say that I have enjoyed Nemi. I've been listening for a couple of years now. And I had a chance to meet her up at Keenvention, which, by the way, and you did a fabulous job there.
Oh, thanks.
Fabulous job.
Glad you came. It was a lot of fun.
It was great meeting you, Dave. Absolutely.
Out in the parking lot, Nemi introduced me to Chris Cantwell. And when I first met Nemi at Keenvention there, you know, a couple of weeks ago, she was going to do a story about how not to be creepy.
I brought that in for show prep tonight, too, because it was a great reaction on that story.
We didn't get through. We only went like halfway.
We didn't get through it. But as a matter of fact, she might tell you the story of how she and I first met live, which she used the word creepy.
I did use the word creepy, but I said, so this isn't creepy. What's your name? Since you knew who I was, I mean.
I'll let you tell the whole story. Nemi, you seem to have a photographic memory. And anyhow, I'd like to say I'll miss seeing you over here every Wednesday night.
Oh, well,
and
thank
looking
you.
Forward to seeing you again. I'll be
yes.
up actually in Manchester. I'll be coming up, I hope, the beginning of March to check out more job opportunities, and
exciting.
I will definitely be at Porkfest this year.
I can't wait to see you at Porkfest. I'm going to go up and do the week. I learned the hard way last year that one cannot cram 1 week of Porkfest into one Saturday night.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, Dave, it's fantastic to meet. I'm not going far. This is wonderful. It's progress. I mean, we can talk about more what's in store for the show. I'm moving my primary base of operations to Manchester. Anyone who knows me knows that I travel around the state and I've got places I stay and things I do pretty much everywhere. New Hampshire's not a big state. It's pretty easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Manchester is really going to be my next base of operations. I've been in Keene 20 years, and it's a beautiful city, and I've loved it here. But Manchester just has some opportunities that I'm really looking forward to. That it has more.
You're starting a new business too. We'll talk about that later.
I am. I can't
on.
Wait to tell you about that. I brought all the show prep.
Yeah,
some things
exciting.
Never change.
Very exciting stuff going on here. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah.
When I get into Manchester.
Wonderful. Thanks,
hey, thanks
Dave.
Dave.
Look forward to
appreciate
it.
Hearing from you tonight. So you are leaving, Nemi.
I am.
And it's actually interesting timing because your replacement is going to be Brett Vinat.
I can't wait.
Happens to be moving to Keene next week.
Just as I'm going.
Just
it's
as
like
you're leaving.
Two ships passing in the night.
Yeah, and he had come here visiting Keene a couple weeks ago. Brett Vinat is the host of the School Sucks Project, and listeners of the show have been hearing us talk about the School Sucks Project every night for a while now. They've been sponsoring the show, which has been great. And so the host of the School Sucks Project is moving from the Manchester region to Keene, and I think that's just fantastic. And
yeah.
He's great talent, and he'll be great.
Wonderful.
On the air.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I am.
We might hear you again someday.
I would love to come back. I mean, it's. I will be over here. I mean, 20 years is a long time to spend in one place, and I certainly have friends over here, and I work here. I have business here, and I will be back and forth still. But I really think that this is a great opportunity for me. It offers me some flexibility to kind of step away from the show. But Ian, Mark, this has really been the high point of my week for close to 2.5 years now. That's not the first time I've said that. You can go back through the archives.
I know.
But I really do. I mean, who's going to give Mark a ration of poop every week?
I wasn't the guy that Dave was in, or wasn't the person that Dave was enjoying out in the parking lot. That's all I got to say.
Oh, really? Can I tell the Dave story? Do I have 2 minutes?
Yes. Okay. Can we just hear it?
No. Dave says, walks up to me. I pulled into the parking lot, and this gentleman I had never met walked up to me and said, "Are you Nemi? You must be Nemi." And I'm like, what tipped you off?
Might have been the license plate.
It was the license plate, because my license plate says Nemesis, mm-hmm. and I have a Free Talk Live sticker on my car. And I said, it must have been the license plate. He's like, it is the license plate. I've also seen you on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm.
You can go creep on us at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'll wave to you. And I said, okay, so since you know who I am, can we make this a little less creepy? And so I know who you are. You know, Dave's great. Keenvention was so fun meeting people that I've only talked to online.
It's happening again. Keenvention 2014, just announced today at keenvention.info. We'll talk more about it, obviously, over time, but I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be October 31st through November 2nd, and the ticket sales are available now, so you can get the pre-order price of $40 to attend a convention, which is pretty damn cheap for any convention anywhere. I mean, you just can't get them for that low price. And that early bird special is good for a while. I made it good through the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer, so you've got a while to get in. But I'm going to limit the pre-sales tickets, or the pre-event ticket sales, to 100. Because last year we had about 100 people attending, maybe about 110 or so people attending. And it was a good crowd. Like, it was a good amount of people, and that was over the whole weekend. So, you know, probably no more than about 60 people at any given moment in the convention room. So I figure, you know, we'll have 100 pre-sales tickets available, and then there's probably going to be like 50 guests of the event, speakers and things like that. So maybe we'll double the, or like, you know, at least.
Why are you limiting
like
it, though?
Well, because there's only so much room in the building, and I don't know what to expect as far as ticket sales. And we can still sell tickets at the door, but if you limit the pre-sales tickets, then it kind of creates a sense of urgency, like, you know, do you want to be buying at the door, or do you want to get them early? You want to get in early and then lock in for that first 100 tickets. Because it's not going to be that many more than 100 people going to be fitting in that room. Maybe 100, maybe 200 could pack in there. It'd be pretty tight. We're coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here to take your calls about whatever might interest to you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here, you like the fact the website's free, well, you can always buy stuff through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You find the links there to Amazon. Click the one that's right for you. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click in the right one, and then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. The same thing you're used to, same thing you're always doing on Amazon, getting the stuff you want at great prices. It's just that Amazon will cut us a portion of their profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
When you go to bitcoinstore.com, you can find consumer electronics devices that are available there at really low prices for Bitcoin. Now, Amazon, you're going to have to pay U.S. dollars. Bitcoinstore.com, you've got to use Bitcoins. So you're going to be able to get a little lower price at bitcoinstore.com because there's really not that much of a margin on consumer electronics. But the fact of the matter is you can get a better deal at bitcoinstore.com. And it's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Go to bitcoinstore.com to check them out.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Temper is listening online. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say it kind of sucks the aliens are leaving, but somebody who's going to replace her, Brett's a pretty good choice.
He really is.
I like the way he thinks. The way I met Brett was he made a video about school and the evolution of the Nazi school or whatever it was pronounced as, and it was really good. It was one of the best videos I've seen in a while. But I actually called the yell at Mark.
You're getting
awesome.
To me? Great.
Let's do it. Bring it on.
Basically, he said that he believes that DUIs are basically an arbitrary medical test to be done when you're driving. And I would just ask him, like, would he have some sort of penalty for, say, like a diabetic that had either a low or high blood sugar?
Well, I don't think a diabetic necessarily is going to know what their blood sugar is like that, and it's a situation where the person didn't bring that on themselves. So you're not going to know whether you're at whatever the I don't know how to tell blood sugar levels, but as a diabetic, you don't necessarily know what your blood sugar is before you get into a car. You may feel fine, and then you don't feel so good, but. When you're talking about going out and recreationally consuming some kind of intoxicant, this is an entirely different thing than having some kind of medical issue behind the wheel. Can I interrupt real quick? Yeah, go right ahead.
Why does alcohol use have to be non-medical? I mean, alcohol was used medically for, I don't know, thousands of years.
Yeah, a lot of those bars don't have RXs on the on their signs.
Well, I mean, I have back pain, so I get drunk every once in a while, so I don't have to take NSAIDs.
Okay, but do you drive when you're drunk?
I try not to.
It's best not to. Alcohol is a terrible thing to get on the road after having consumed because, you know, you're just you're not capable of managing an automobile in the way that you normally do. And people are bad enough drivers as it is, let alone if they get drunk. I'm sorry, what's that?
That's not necessarily a given, that statement you just made.
It is not a given. But
intoxicated, you can't manage the car as well.
Here's the given. Temper, that that a person who is not intoxicated, if they consume alcohol, their reaction time is going to be worse, judgment's going to be worse. Even if they're like, you know, you and I at 0.1 alcohol level, BAC or whatever it is, are different drivers, and that's certainly true. You know, maybe I'm going to be able to handle it better. Maybe you're going to be able to handle it better. Certainly I know people that can drive at that level fine. But driving fine and driving better than you would drive fine is, you know, those are different things.
But the claim that you're really making is that it takes a lot of, say, coordination to actually operate a motor vehicle, and I would disagree with that a lot. I mean,
there are moments in time when reaction time really matters on the road. Very few. It doesn't happen every day, but there are moments.
The fallacy in your argument is that you're making this argument or this claim that everybody who's driving is always alert and paying attention to the road.
Of course, I'm not.
Well, then what's the difference if you're drunk? I mean, if it is.
Because choosing to get into a vehicle, if you're a bad driver, you're a bad driver. There's no doubt you're going to have you're going to have a rough time with getting insurance. You know, that insurance is going to be costly. There's all going to be all kinds of consequences. But if you get into a vehicle while impaired, it's entirely different than getting into a vehicle. Like, nobody thinks they're stupid. If you ask stupid people, are you stupid? They're going to say no. But the fact of the matter is, there are people in this world, 49% of them that are below the median. All right, so you can't ask, you know, people to self-judge whether or not they are good or bad drivers, but you can ask them to self-judge whether or not they have consumed an intoxicant in the last 4 hours. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty obvious.
The cell phone or making up your makeup, and, you know, having a sandwich and, you know, a beverage too, and like. I've seen this where people drive with their knee and they're messing with the radio
sure.
while they're on the phone.
Police officers
How
get
about
up.
Yelling at the kids in the back seat?
People give tickets for police officers. People get tickets for reckless and careless driving
for
those activities.
Why isn't that sufficient? I mean, why isn't that sufficient? Why do you have to have these invasive tests on people's body chemistry and then bring them additional charges for that? I find that incredibly wrong, and you are advocating for
if
it.
If they caused an accident, Ian... And they caused that accident because
you and I both know that most people DUI are not causing accidents out there.
Most people who get DUIs didn't cause accidents. But I'm telling you, and the statement I made is that I don't think America's ready for people who are driving while intoxicated to be treated the same way.
So because some people aren't ready, you're going to advocate invasive tests on people.
What are you talking invasive tests?
It's that they want to follow common sense or what they believe the way the world works is. Just because you're intoxicated doesn't mean that you were actually in a position to avoid an accident.
Now, absolutely.
If you're just drunkenly, you know, stupor, and you can't even keep your eyes open, then yes,
Well, I don't see what it matters. You're either at fault for the accident or you're not at fault for the accident. And whether or not you were intoxicated, it certainly shouldn't get you off from being at fault of the accident. And it shouldn't make things worse for you either.
Now, earlier tonight, Mark, you made a remark that was very specific and very on task, I think, or on topic anyway. You said driving erratically. Now, a friend of mine, his little brother, was pulled over and subsequently arrested, his car searched and whatnot, because he was doing 10 miles under the speed limit. He wasn't drunk. He just smoked some pot. Now, if someone is drunk and they're able to drive slowly home on the side of the road and not cause an accident, should they be pulled over? Is that reckless?
I think it's interesting, but the fact is that if you're talking about being on the interstate, slow drivers are more of an impediment. People going the speed limit on an interstate are an impediment to safe travel.
In the travel lane, yes.
On the side. I mean, sometimes interstates are only two lanes, and even in three lanes, it bottlenecks the traffic trying to get around them.
I can tell you in Chicago, they'll pull you over for going 55 when everybody else is going 75.
Thanks, Tipper. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So if you asked about invasiveness, Mark, and I consider anything you have to give up a bodily fluid for to be invasive.
What bodily fluid are you referring to?
Well, first of all, there's blood. That is being
I haven't advocated proposed. For that. Because
secondly, saliva. Thirdly, urine. I mean, we can go down the list of bodily fluids if you'd like. These are all possibilities.
Blood's a little different than spit, okay? Like, most people can provide a little spit without having to get
here
a
you are, advocating for the police state. That's pretty
I'm
sad.
I'm not advocating for the police state. I don't know
sure
what you're
sounds
saying.
Sounds like it. Most people can provide spit. What's the big deal? If the cop wants you to hawk a lube for him, who cares?
Ian, what I'm saying is that we, if they're going to have rules on how somebody, you know, how intoxicated somebody's going to be, that they need to know how intoxicated they are, not when they, you know, if they consumed marijuana 3 weeks ago or something like that. That's ludicrous. So if they come up with a test like that, and I believe that they do have it, it's just prohibitively expensive. But of course, if as it gets used, it's going to become less and less expensive. I don't think that they should just be able to do random stops of people. That sounds unconstitutional to me. But if they, for whatever reason, somebody's driving erratically, they say, okay, well, how about a test to find out why they're driving erratically?
They don't say how about it. They demand that you perform the test
Fine.
Or you go to a jail cell.
Fine.
Well, I'm not fine with that.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The fact is these vehicles are dangerous. We're not just talking about people being responsible. I mean, if you want to be responsible, you get an accident, you kill somebody, you become enslaved
Why
to that person for your life.
If,
are you willing to say that? That if you kill somebody else's relative, that you become their slave for the rest of your life?
We'll come back in moments here at 855.
Does that sound like responsibility
that's
to
why
me?
Why people have insurance. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way.
No insurance money's enough for my kid.
This is Free Talk Live. And don't drive them around.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.